Access more.
This is Equip and Empower, the Christine Kane podcast. For everyone who desires to bring hope, create change, and live out their God-given destiny with passion and joy. Here's your host, Christine Kane.
Hey everyone, I am so pumped to be back for our final week on this whole series about I need more space. God wants to do a whole lot more through us on the earth, which means he's got to do a whole lot more in us. And I think the biggest issue is we've got to learn to create some space for God in our life. So we've been using our text, Isaiah 54, "Sing, O barren one, who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord." And here we go. "Enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right, to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities." I love this so much. At a dark hour in Israel's history, at a time where it looked like nothing was flourishing, you might be feeling like that right now today, where you think, you know what, I'm in relational devastation, I'm in emotional devastation, I'm in spiritual devastation, I'm in financial devastation. I'm here to tell you that the same God that spoke to the children of Israel and said, in the midst of your desolation, in the midst of this dry, arid time, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. I want you to enlarge the place of your tent. I want you to stretch. I want you to lengthen. I want you to strengthen. I don't want you to hold back. And that's the word of the Lord. He's saying, I need more room in you. Do not hold back. We are living in a chaotic time on planet Earth. We are living at a time where people want to pull back. People want to hunker down, because that's what fear does. Fear cripples you. Fear immobilizes you. Fear causes you to hunker down. And right in the midst of that, God's saying, no, 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 I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And this is not a time to pull back. This is a time to stretch out. This is not a time to hold back. This is a time to enlarge. We've got to make God bigger. Make God bigger than our problems. Make God bigger than our past. Make God bigger than our challenges. Make God bigger than the obstacles. Make God bigger than the hurdle. Our focus must be on our big God. We are to magnify Him and stop magnifying our problems and stop magnifying other people. Get off your social media. Stop scrolling through someone else's life and start living your own life. And what we need to do is magnify the Lord. And then we need to stretch. And that means that we can be made longer without tearing. And we learned last week that God wants us to stretch. There is more in us than we realize. And the more you stretch your muscles, the more flexible you become, and the more you are able to do all the things that God has called you to do. People say to me, Christine, how did you go from running a youth center to running an evangelistic youth movement to working with churches all around the world to starting a global anti-trafficking organization to running Propel for women who lead around the world? How have you done all of that? It's because I've stretched and remained very flexible, because you have got to be flexible. I always say to my staff, blessed are the flexible, for they will not snap. And the fact is, because we wake up every day and we don't quite know where we're going to go. We're like, Jesus, I don't know where you're going, but wherever you're going, I'm following. And so you have got to be flexible enough to be able to stay right behind Jesus, hang on to his coattail, and say, I'm not going to become a boring old person that is in a normal rut and a normal routine, that I want to live a dynamic, vibrant life. But to do that, I've got to keep stretching. And then of course, the scripture right here, the prophet Isaiah says, do not hold back. Now, this is a key word for someone. You've just tuned in today right where you are, because the word of the Lord has come to you right there, and he's saying to you, do not hold back. You know, you can watch a sporting game sometimes and you can hear the commentator and they'll say that a certain player, they've come and they're at the game, but they haven't really turned up. They're there, but they're not there. I can say, as someone that communicates and teaches, I can tell the difference when I've walked into an auditorium and I'm ready to speak at an event, and I can tell if the crowd is there or if they're there. Yeah. There's a difference of leaning in and being there. You know how it is. You could be sort of watching me even now, and you're just kind of like, you know, half going to the refrigerator, half sort of listening to what I'm saying, and there's a whole other lot that are just glued to the edge of you. You're the one that's going to receive the word because you're ready. You are there. You are ready to receive. But here, he says, don't hold back. I wonder how many things you've turned up to, but you hold back. You're a bit frustrated at work. And so, you know what? You're saying, I'm not going to give everything I have at work. I'm going to hold a little bit back. I'm not going to put all my gift and talent. I'm going to hold a little bit back. I'm not going to serve at church that way. I'm just going to hold a little bit back. And a lot of us are not stepping into the promises of God for our life because we're holding things back, as if somehow we own our life anyway. Our life is not our own. It was bought with a price, and therefore we are stewards of what God has given us. We don't own them. Our gifts, our talents, our time, our treasure, it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. We are stewards of that great grace of God. And he's saying, are you holding any of this back? And somewhere along the line, you've been hurt and you're just kind of holding back. I'm not going to go all in anymore. And I guess today I'm talking about if you are going to step into the fullness of all that God has for you, and God's saying, I want you to enlarge, I want you to stretch, I want you to lengthen, do not hold back. And perhaps you are not stepping into God's promises because hurt got in somewhere, offense got in somewhere, somewhere you may have been betrayed. And you're just not all in anymore. You don't trust fully anymore. You're not all in anymore. And I want to invite you into an all-in Christianity. That is where the blessing is. That is where the abundance is. That is where the breakthrough is. So if you were hurt, you know what? It's time to bounce back. Somewhere along the line, you've got to stop rehearsing and nursing that hurt. I'm not saying what they did to you was right, but I am saying somewhere you've got to begin to bounce back, and you've got to make what Jesus did for you bigger than the hurt that was done to you. It's going to come down to that. Even if that person never comes back to apologize, are you going to allow their hurt to stop you from fulfilling your destiny? Perhaps somewhere you were betrayed, and because you were betrayed, maybe in a relationship, maybe someone committed adultery, maybe so, and because of that, you are now on the edge of another great relationship, but you're not willing to step in because of the betrayal in your past. Don't let someone that you love today have to pay for something someone else did to you yesterday. And that is a huge thing. Don't hold back your affection. Don't hold back your love. That just landed on somebody today. And that is why you tuned in, because that's a word for you. You know, if I did not deal with the abuse of my past, I would be making my husband today pay for something that another man did to me 30 years ago. And some of you, it's not the spouse that you're with now, nor your children that have done it, but because you've refused to come back to deal with the issues in your life, those people are now paying for something that they never did to you. And it's time to not hold back. Don't hold your affection back, because in this case, you are going to miss what God has for you in that relationship because of the betrayal of another relationship back, that you're going to have to take a risk and step out again. If you were disappointed somewhere along the line, I want to encourage you, don't hold back hope again. Some of us, we have lost our hope. The Bible says that Jesus is this hope we have as an anchor for our soul. People disappoint you. People let you down, but I need you to know Jesus never will. And so because somewhere along the line, we have all suffered disappointment. There would be no A21 if I quit every time I was disappointed. I would have no staff if I quit every time I was disappointed. There would be no Propel Women if I always quit every time I encountered someone betraying me, someone letting me down, someone disappointing me. You have to get stronger on the inside. That's why God's saying, don't hold back. It's time to press in. Someone has tuned in today, I am utterly convinced, because somewhere along the line you've been holding back, and the only person you've been holding back is yourself by not giving yourself and being all in. You know, if you were overlooked somewhere, perhaps you were overlooked for a promotion, perhaps you even deserved it. Well, the truth is, you've just got to have the courage to front up again, to have a go again. Just because you were overlooked once doesn't mean that you are out for the count. So many of us, Winnie, do you remember when I was growing up, we used to go to like the circus and there were those clowns that you used to blow up and you would punch the clown and it would fall down and come back up. It would bounce back up. That's what, we need that sort of tenacity and resilience in the body of Christ. Yeah. Some of you, you are just cowering in some corner, feeling sorry for yourself, and Jesus is saying, come on, develop some resilience, bounce back up. You've got more bounce back ability than you ever thought that you had. And you can step up and into what God has. If you failed, get up and have another go. Failure is not fatal. Failure is not final. There is nobody I know that is doing anything significant for God that has not failed somewhere along the line. When I tell you, you hear all of our great success stories at A21, but if I tell you of some of the things that we started that never went anywhere, do you know why you don't know about them? Because I don't talk about them. That's why. That's why you don't know about them. Because I Instagram all the great stories like everybody else. And so the issue is, though, if I didn't learn how to overcome failure, I didn't even know what I was doing when I started. It was inevitable I was going to fail. I was going to trip over some things. As I learned to manage staff, as I learned to lead, I didn't just start where I am now. I had to grow to where I needed to go. Yeah. For some of you, God's encouraging you to lead a Bible study, to serve in your church, to get involved. And because somewhere along the line you failed somewhere, you think that you can't get back up. But I'm here to tell you today, get back up, have another go, make another investment, try another job, get back up. If you've got an entrepreneurial spirit on the inside of you, you need to know that God is the God of the second chance. God is the God of the third chance, even if you have blown it. There is nothing that you have done that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That if we confess our sins, my Bible says He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and, check this out, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is nothing that you have done that is too big for God to forgive. There is nothing that you have done that can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. So if you have failed, get up and try again. Get up and have another go again. You know what? The truth is, if you lost something and you're never going to get it back, it could be a failed marriage, it could be a failed relationship, it could be something that was dear to you. The truth is, reach out for the new thing, because God is in your future. God has more for you in your future than you ever had in your past. I'm not saying loss is easy, but what I am saying is there's still more ahead of you. The loss of one thing here isn't the loss of everything forever. There is more for you in the future. I remember, it was so hard. I come from a Greek Orthodox culture, and normally when there is a loss, when it comes to a person, you can go to Greece, and obviously we have our A21 headquarters in Thessaloniki and down there in Athens, and you could see women that perhaps lost their husband that would wear black for the next 40, 50, 60 years. It's like life stopped at that moment. And what I'm here to say is that although there is great pain and great grief, and we all need to grieve through circumstances of our life, we don't stay there forever. Absolutely. Jesus took time to grieve. Jesus took time to acknowledge loss, but there is a life beyond our loss, and there is a life beyond our pain. And for some of you, it's time to open that front door and get out into that fresh air again. Yeah. It's time to walk around the block again. It's time to make some new friends again. It's time to get out of what you've been stuck in and reach into all that God has for you. You know what? Don't hold your affection back. Don't hold your loyalty back. Yeah. Don't hold your commitment back. Mm-hmm. Don't hold your faithfulness back. Do not hold your honor back. Do not hold respect back. Do not hold your prayers back. It is amazing that we think sometimes, well, if they don't honor me, I'm not going to honor them. If they don't respect me, I'm not going to respect them. I don't need to do that. And let me just say, when it comes to a millennial generation, it is important that we understand the Word of God is eternal. It doesn't matter that we have a generation that thinks, well, you know, we're entitled. We don't need to acknowledge old-fashioned protocols. Honor is not old-fashioned. It's biblical. Respect is not old-fashioned. It's biblical. Being committed is not old-fashioned, it's biblical. Sometimes we hold off being fully committed to a job because we're waiting for a better offer down the track. So we don't even give our boss the total value of who we are now, while they're even paying us to do a job, we're just holding a bit back because I want to... God sees that. That's what I need to tell you. God sees that. And you're working as unto the Lord. That's what ought to separate us as Christians. In this hour, Colossians says that we are to do everything as unto God, that when we are working, we're doing it as unto God. And I am very concerned as I look at a generation that wants to market all of their skills, wants to monetize everything. And I'm thinking, where is God in all of this? If God has called you to it, God will provide for you and He'll look after your future. You have to trust God in the midst of where you are and don't hold anything back. They're not your gifts anyway. They're not your talents anyway. I have never come second by putting God first. Anything that I have done, I served in ministry for years with no income. I worked another job so that I could serve and have the privilege of doing what God has called me to do. But you know what? I held nothing back. When I was working at the youth center, speaking to 20 kids in the back of country towns in Australia, I spoke to them with as much passion as I'm speaking to millions today on television. I gave everything then and left nothing on the table. I gave everything that I have. And I believe because of that, God has continued to open doors for me. You see, opportunity does not come from man. It comes from God. Promotion doesn't come from the north, south, east or west. It comes from God. God opens doors that no man can shut. And if God cannot trust you to not hold anything back in anonymity and obscurity, why would God trust you with a platform where you are only doing it for the spotlight that is on you? If you are doing things for the spotlight that is on you, the spotlight that is on you will destroy you if the character of Christ that is within you cannot sustain you. And so it is important that you learn to hold nothing back wherever you are. Be all in. Wherever you are, be there. Be all there. Give them all that you have and know that your reward will come from the Lord. Your reward is going to come from God. It's not going to come from man. We need secular employers to look at Christians and go, wow, they give more than anybody else. They serve more than anybody else. They go above and beyond more than anybody else. You know what? Even if an unjust thing happens, it is amazing how gracious they are, how they'll go the extra mile. These are the sorts of things that are going to define us as Christ followers. I can tell you I am where I am today because I've never held anything back, whether it was at the Youth Center, whether it was at Youth Alive, whether it was with the Hillsong Network, whether it's at A21, whether it's at Propel Women, whether it's right here on Equip and Empower. I give it all every day. And I always say to Jesus, if you're going to take me home, I got nothing left. At least I know that I left it all here. And I realized that when I went into surgery for the thyroid cancer to take the half the thyroid out, I remember lying on that bed because it's only in those moments when it's just you and Jesus and you're lying there. And I thought, you know, I got no regrets. There's nobody that I need to make peace with because I keep short accounts with people. And, you know, it's not, I'm not going to heaven. I thought, well, if I go home, because you really don't know. I didn't think I was going to die, but I thought I could. I mean, we could at any moment. And especially when they're slashing your throat, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, so if I don't come back, it was my husband and my children, of course, that I would miss. And I'd be thinking about what would happen to my kids. But other than that, I'm like, Jesus, at least one thing, when I stand before your throne, I'm pretty sure you're not going to say, you could have tried harder. You might say, you didn't have to go so hard, but I would rather him say, you didn't have to try so hard rather than, you, Christine, really, what did you do with everything I gave you? What did you do with that gift? What did you do with that talent? And a couple of months ago, I went to my mother's funeral, you know, we buried her in Australia. And as they were putting her coffin in the ground just above my dad's coffin, I remember just thinking, it was so sobering, like it always is whenever you're going to any funeral. And I remember thinking, I'm next. Certainly not in a morbid way, but just, well, of course, you know, when you're a mother, if you're burying your mother, you're not thinking your kids are going to go. In fact, you want to go before your children in any natural order, you know, that's what you would want to happen. So it wasn't a negative thing. It was just like, wow, I've buried both my parents. Now I'm next. And I remember then thinking, I wasn't at all thinking, I'm the next. whatever the next is going to be, because most of us, we hold back waiting to be the next. Yeah. When I'm the next, then I'm going to do everything. When I become that, when I get that position, when I get that title, when I get that opportunity, and we waste every moment up until then holding back because, man, I don't want anyone to steal my ideas. I don't want anyone to get... And we hold it all back because that's the world that we live in. It's a fear-based world. It's a minimal world. It's a pie mentality world, rather than understanding that God is a living stream. It's abundant. It's flourishing. There's loads. And I thought, I'm next. Am I doing every single thing you want me to do? And am I pouring it all out right now in every way so that when I stand before you, God, I'm dying empty.
Yeah.
As in, I've done it all. I've held nothing back. Everything I know to do when it comes to my team, when it comes to Propel, when it comes to A21, when it comes to what I'm doing as a wife, when it comes to mothering my kids, am I just putting it all out there and going, you know what? I gave it my best shot. Mm-hmm. I'm not holding anything back. That is how you embrace an all of life Christianity. You say, I'm not going to hold my steadfastness back. I'm not going to hold my faith back. I'm not going to hold my hope back. I'm not going to hold my love back. Do not hold back. If you're holding back, you're hurting yourself and you're hurting your own potential. So this is not a time to let go and shrink back, but it's a time to hold on. I'm speaking to someone today. There is a spirit running rampant on the earth, making Christians want to quit, making Christian leaders want to quit. It seems too hard. It seems like I want to shrink back. Every time I put my head out there, it seems like someone wants to cut it off. Every time I put something positive on social media, someone wants to write something negative. And eventually you get to the point where you think, why am I doing this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every temptation is to hold back. And I'm saying to you, don't pull back. That is just a plan of the enemy to hold you back from the purposes of God. This is not a time to step back, but it's a time to step up. It's not a time to withhold. It's a time to pour out. There are lives at stake. There are callings at stake. There is destiny at stake. There is so much fruit in your future. And the devil wants you to pull back. And God's saying, don't hold back. Yeah. I want you to press in. I want you to press forward. I want you to move forward. He says, do not hold back. And then he says, it's time to lengthen. And that lengthen, that word means to make or to become longer. And really the best way I can explain this is once you stretch, you have the ability and you do it once or twice, but then you've got to make a decision that that's going to be your new normal. So you can either pull your belt in really tight, but all of you have got more notches in your spiritual belt. Mm-hmm. And God's saying, you know what? How about you lengthen it a bit? Mm-hmm. How about you lengthen it a bit and put it to your outside notch, not to the inside one. Some of you are living a Christianity where you've done your belt up and said, this is enough, God, that's as far as I'm going to go. And he says, no, you can actually lengthen a whole lot more. So how about you undo that tight belt buckle and you lengthen so that I can do more through you. Yeah. There's always more in us than any of us believe. And so we have to choose that I'm going to live a life where I'm going to let God make longer my new normal. I'm going to be, that's it. It's going to be my new normal. My capacity's increased and that's where I'm going to live. And then finally, of course, he tells us to strengthen, and that's to be or to grow firm or strong. And what I'm saying to you is you've got more spiritual muscles than you know that you have. You've got more ability. I went to the gym a couple of years ago and they said to me, Mrs. Kane, you are skinny fat. That is not a compliment, in case you're wondering. Okay. And so they said, you are 31% body fat, and that's dangerous. I look like this, but I was full of just body fat, dangerous for my organs and for my muscles, and at my age, osteoporosis. And he said, you know, we're going to have to trim that down, and you're going to have to get stronger. They said, you've got muscles you don't know you have. And I had to learn, and I went on this rigid, I had to lift weights that was so heavy that I'd never lifted before. But you know, since I started doing that, when I went there, I could do no push-ups. But now, look at this. And I could do a lot more, but I don't want to show off. But what is my point? My point is that I've strengthened. I found muscles that I didn't know that I have, and we in the body of Christ, we got more muscles than we think that we have. Yeah. And God's saying, come on, it's time to get stronger. It's time to get rid of being skinny fat. You've got muscles you didn't know you have. You can handle more. We are not weak-willed women. Yeah. We are not little, oh, poor little me, I'm not that strong. Yes, you are. Yeah. Why? Because in my weakness, guess what? Yeah. His power is made perfect. That's when I am weak, then He is strong. I want to read you this. I love this. Isaiah 40, the Bible says, verses 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want you to know that there's a spiritual renewal that can happen. We can exchange our weakness for His strength. I love this. It says, even youths run and they grow weary. And I say that everywhere. I can't find a 25-year-old that can keep up with me. And I'm the one that's on the road and preaching and teaching. I'm like, she's in bed. What is going on here? And so at the end of the day, God says, guess what? You can run and not grow weary. You can walk and not faint. And that's why at 50, by the grace of God, I'm stronger than ever. I'm more passionate than ever. I'm pressing into the purposes of God more than ever, because there's a spiritual, supernatural exchange that happens. It's not that we don't feel weary, but we can exchange our weariness and we can exchange our weakness for God's strength. And that is how you're going to run your race. Yes. That is how you're going to finish your course. So do not settle for a small life. God's saying, whatever is going on in this hour, in this day, this is the time to enlarge the place of our tent, to stretch, to not hold back, to lengthen and to strengthen. We've got to make some room for God in our life in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you today. Father, I thank you. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. And Lord, I pray that we would be committed to the process of enlarging, of stretching, of not holding back, of lengthening, of strengthening. Father, I come against a spirit of fear that would cause us to be crippled and immobilized and paralyzed and shrink back from the purposes of God. And I speak an expansion, Father, over your people in the name of Jesus. Father, a hunger and a passion for the greater purpose of God, Father. In your name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much. How awesome. How awesome.
For more, see the show notes or go to ChristineCain.com and connect with Christine on your social media of choice. New episodes of Equip and Empower drop every Monday and Thursday. If you haven't already, subscribe now so you never miss an episode.